This week on Young Money Radio, getting into college is more important than ever. But what do parents and students need to know about the process today that can save them endless amounts of time, stress, and money? Consumer advocate Peter Van Buskirk is the former Dean of Admissions at Franklin and Marshall College. He's made it his mission to help parents and students win what he calls the college admissions game. In his new book, Winning the College Admissions Game, Strategies for Parents and Students, Van Buskirk provides every tip parents and students need to beat colleges at their own game. Winning the College Admission Game provides strategies for finding and getting into the college best suited for the student, with specific advice for both parents and teens. It's your life right now. Welcome to Young Money Radio. Well, hello, everyone. I'm Mike Sciano, and we want to welcome you to this very special edition of Young Money Radio, featuring an interview with consumer advocate Peter Van Buskirk. Young Money Radio is made possible this week with support from allstudentloan.org, dedicated to increasing access to education by offering innovative, affordable, and seamless student loan products to students and their parents, so that students can achieve their college education dreams. Online at allstudentloan.org.
I couldn't pay my bills.
All this debt was ruining my life.
There had to be a way out.
Do you have more debt than you can manage? Are the bill collectors closing in? Do you wonder where to turn? Call InCharge Debt Solutions. We can help. InCharge Debt Solutions is a nonprofit provider of financial education and credit counseling services dedicated to helping you get out of debt and showing you how to keep this from ever happening again. We're here to help you take control of your debts and achieve long-term financial well-being.
InCharge? Well, they stopped the collection calls, reduced my interest rates, and lowered my monthly payments.
Now, I only have one affordable monthly payment, so I can keep living my life.
They listened to my situation and designed a solution that was right for me. Now I have my life back.
Gather your bills and call InCharge Debt Solutions now for a free consultation.
Call InCharge Debt Solutions today at 1-877-438-6886. 877-438-6886.
What is Young Money Magazine? Young Money is the only money and lifestyle magazine written by young adults for young adults. Young Money features bold celebrity interviews, real-life strategies for finding your dream job, insider tips for starting your own business, and updates on the latest tech gadgets. Young Money Magazine is your life right now. Find out more at youngmoney.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Sciano, and we want to welcome you to this very special edition of Young Money Radio. Young Money Radio is made possible this week with support from All Student Loan, dedicated to increasing access to education by offering innovative, affordable, and seamless student loan products to students and their parents so that students can achieve their college education dreams. Online at allstudentloan.org.
Young Money Radio.
Okay, welcome back to the program, and we really appreciate you spending some of your valuable time with us. We try to repay you by bringing you the best in guests. Joining us on the creditbooster.com guest line is the author of a fantastic new book. I'd call it a must read for parents and students. The book is called Winning the College Admission Game, Strategies for Students as Well as Strategies for Parents. The author, Peter Van Buskirk, joins us. Peter, thanks for taking time to be with us.
My pleasure.
Boy, it's a such an important book. Now, we are into the college application season, but tell me if you disagree that this would be a book that somebody should read even if their student is 4 or 5 years away from even thinking about applying for college.
Well, it's such a good question that you ask. I do a lot of programming with schools around the country in which we talk about the college admission process, and invariably one of the comments that parents will have afterwards, assuming that they've participated with their high school juniors, is this is really good stuff. I just wish we would have known about it 2 or 3 years ago. So yeah. Absolutely. And what I talk about in Winning the College Admission Game is how important it is for kids to understand from the very get-go that the choices they make on a daily basis have a bearing on how they might compete later on.
Our guest is consumer advocate Peter Van Buskirk, and we should tell you that he's the former dean of admissions at Franklin and Marshall College, so he's obviously speaking from direct experience and writing from direct experience. Tell us, though, Peter, why did you decide to write the book? I mean, you obviously have a very successful career, but writing a book is a lot of work. Why did you decide to write it?
Well, you're right about the work. It occurred to me as I did my work in college admission and met with many families that the process was changing dramatically, and certainly over the course of a generation, the college process had really morphed into something that is a business enterprise, really, on the part of colleges and universities. Students, I think, in order to find success as applicants in this process, need to understand better how they're regarded by colleges before they even apply. So I think that by giving them an insider's view of the process and how colleges plan enrollments should help kids and parents make better decisions.
The book is so enlightening because, you know, you think about it from the stand, and even those of us who applied and went to colleges, mm-hmm. you know, I guess, as you mentioned, things have changed drastically, but I think the perception is if you get really good grades, or even not really good grades, but if you just get the acceptable grades and a SAT score that's acceptable, you're automatically in. But what I'm reading in the book is that may not necessarily be the case.
Well, it isn't. And I think one of the important things we have to understand is that there are over 3,500 colleges and universities around the country. So what might be the reality for one is not necessarily so for the other. But as kids aspire to schools that are hard to get into, we will refer to them as selective institutions, they find that being good isn't always enough, that among the most selective institutions, it's important to work hard, do the right thing, and then, frankly, be lucky.
Peter Van Buskirk, our special guest, the author of the new book, Winning the College Admission Game, Strategies for Parents and Students. I love the way you did the book, Peter, with kind of a separate section for parents and then a separate side for students to learn what they need to know.
Well, it's interesting. If you think about the dynamic between many students and their parents when the kids turn 15, 16, 17 years old, it's not one that immediately brings to thought collaboration. And,
right.
You know, if the parent wants to go east, the student wants to go west, you want to go up, yeah. They want to go down. And the intent here is to talk with parents about how they can counsel their kids and to talk with kids about stepping up and taking some ownership here.
So important. Yeah, what I like also that you did was you touched on the subject, you write about the subject and give guidance on the subject of choosing a college. So many of these books are simply how to get in once you choose one, but boy, choosing, as you said, over 3,500 colleges and universities, narrowing that list down it can be pretty difficult.
Well, it can be difficult, but it's incredibly important. And the reason that I put that message out there is that I believe that kids will compete more successfully in order to get in if they put themselves on the right playing field. So choosing the right college is integral to getting in, frankly. If the student aspires to places that are not terribly realistic for him or her, then it's obviously not a good fit, but it's going to be very frustrating and painful for the family to watch the process.
Yeah, there might be maybe two kinds, and there's probably a lot more different types of students. But from your experience, you know, it seems to me that there might be some students who from elementary school, they know what college they want to go to. And then there are others who right up until the last minute of graduation, they don't have a clue, or they don't have a favorite college for some reason. Maybe they don't have whatever the case is, where they never kind of got attracted to a certain school. Is one at an advantage over another? If you have a favorite school that you've always dreamed of going to, does that help you versus someone who has absolutely no idea, or is it the other way around?
Well, it again can work both ways. I think the student who is very self-directed and motivated is probably going to find it easier to do the little things well along the way, because everything is leading to an important opportunity that has been identified. The downside for the student who is so driven, if you will, is that there are a lot of these folks who get to college and wake up one day and discover that they don't want to be doctors anymore. Now what do I do?
Yeah.
And it's interesting, when I talk with students and parents, I remind them that 2/3 of college students change their mind about majors at least once, and half of them do it twice. So I think that when we talk about the kids who don't know what they want to do, I remind them that they're normal and that this is part of what the college process is all about, is that self-discovery and understanding of what is possible.
That is so key. And what, as you point out beautifully in the book, winning the college admission game is the fact that you need to do some of this soul searching in advance. You know, it's not so much, obviously, when you get to college, you're going to have plenty of time to think about what you want to do and try different things. But you've got to do some of this soul searching in advance. If nothing else, you need to learn more about yourself and be able to communicate that to the college admissions people, correct?
Absolutely. And over my the time of my experience, I am amazed at the number of kids who stumble with the question, why are you going to college? Why do you want to go to college? And you know, they'll look at me as though, well, gosh, you know, don't you, or you should know. But I think many of them just assume that because they're finishing high school that that's the next thing to do. So to your point, they very much do need to look within and understand who they are, what they do well, what they would like to accomplish in life, and then college becomes an answer for them rather than beginning with an answer and having no question.
Yeah, I guess it's one of the benefits or one of the negatives of having such a successful generation of parents, where it's now become more common to assume you're going to college, where in the past maybe it was more of a decision, a stepping out of what would be the norm for your family. More and more families just, that's the automatic thing. So that may be working against the whole reason I'm going to college decision.
Absolutely, and a statistic that just jumps out at me right now, and it's kind of scary, is that barely half of the kids who begin college, even now, barely half of them finish at the school they start at, which means that there is, I think, a real eagerness to get kids to college, but there isn't an awful lot of forethought about which college makes sense. And in the day and age of college rankings, folks, I think, spend a little more time than they should trying to find colleges based on rankings rather than based on the needs of the kids.
We're talking with the author of Winning the College Admission Game, Strategies for Students and Parents, Peter Van Buskirk, our very special guest. He's the former dean of admission at Franklin Marshall College, a must read for parents and future college students, and those of you already in the process, got to get a copy of this. We'll talk more, especially the hidden agendas of today's colleges, straight ahead. Hi, I'm Mike Sciano, and we want to welcome you to this very special edition of Young Money Radio. Young Money Radio is made possible this week with support from All Student Loan, dedicated to increasing access to education by offering innovative, affordable, and seamless student loan products to students and their parents so that students can achieve their college education dreams. Online at allstudentloan.org.
What is Young Money Magazine? Young Money is the only money and lifestyle magazine written by young adults for young adults. Young Money features bold celebrity interviews, real-life strategies for finding your dream job, insider tips for starting your own business, and updates on the latest tech gadgets. Young Money Magazine is your life right now. Find out more at youngmoney.com.
Credit card debt was ruining my life.
I didn't know what to do.
I was on the verge of bankruptcy.
Have you exceeded your limits? Are collectors constantly calling? Do you feel overwhelmed by debt? Then take the path of others like you. Let InCharge Debt Solutions help.
Working with InCharge sets my mind at ease.
InCharge Debt Solutions is a nonprofit organization that makes your financial freedom the number one priority. We can help you escape the debt trap.
One client, I'll never forget her. It was her last payment, and she just wanted to call me and say she couldn't believe she was out of debt.
You make one affordable monthly payment. InCharge does the rest.
InCharge, stop the collection calls.
InCharge Debt Solutions changed my life.
Take advantage of this wonderful service that's private and confidential. Please don't wait another minute. Gather your bills and call InCharge today for help.
877-438-6886. That's 877-438-6886. 877-438-6886.
Young Money Radio.
And we're back with our very special guest, the author of Winning the College Admission Game, Peter Van Buskirk. We're talking about the college admission process, secrets to beating colleges at their own game in a way. Peter, would that be fair to say?
Well, I would be reluctant to go quite that far because it suggests that there's an adversarial relationship.
Yeah.
But in truth, it's important for families to understand, you know, what's going on in this transaction from the other side's perspective as well. And in the book, I try to talk about the pressures that college officials feel politically, financially, public relations pressures, the need to keep pace with their peers in the rankings and all that sort of thing. But lots of pressures now lead to agendas in the selection process that the families aren't aware of.
And can you give us some examples of these hidden agendas?
Well, sure. One of them has to do with the likelihood that a student might enroll. It's no longer the case that a college or university will admit the student because they see her as somebody who's a bright and shining star and we want her. Now the follow-up question is, you know, we like this student. If we admit her, what is the likelihood that she's going to come? Because colleges are being very protective of the offers of admission that they make. So kids now need to make sure that they let colleges know of their interest. And I think it's important for kids from the very beginning of the college selection process that they think about what they're doing in terms of relationships. They're trying to build relationships with institutions. And if you're trying to build a relationship, you don't do it discreetly. you try to get to know people. You make sure that that you're on their radar screen so that later on in the process, when your application appears, they don't look at it and wonder where it came from.
Peter Van Buskirk, our guest, he's the author of the book Winning the College Admission Game. And boy, until you actually get into the process, you don't realize all the nuances involved. And the student has to be as much involved as the parents, and probably more so because they're the ones who are writing the applications and writing the essays, Peter. And to what level should a parent get involved? Obviously, you don't want parents writing the essays and doing too much of the written work and other things like that. But what is that balance that you would suggest?
Well, I think that it's really important for parents to recognize the opportunity in their relationships with their children to stop directing and start guiding. I think that, and having done this with my own children for quite a long time, we want the best for our kids, and we take control and we make sure that those things happen. We direct their lives. But now it's important for the parents to change their perspective. And of course, in the very first chapter of the book for parents, I talk about adjusting to life in the passenger seat. So if you've taught your children how to drive in your car, you know that it's not easy, that you no longer can control the actions of that car. The same is true with the college admission process. And I think that it's important for parents to feel comfortable in stepping back. It's not easy. The kids are going to make mistakes, but they learn through those mistakes. In fact, the mistakes are some of the greatest learning opportunities the kids will find.
You mentioned earlier that the admissions process is really not an adversarial role. I guess a college that has plenty of students, you know, tens of thousands of students, very popular universities and colleges have no trouble attracting applicants. It's not so much adversarial, but they're very selective. How does a student separate themselves amidst thousands of other applicants that probably have grades that are equal and maybe just as good at other things as well?
Well, it's a great question. And if we go back to the notion of the good fit and helping students find the fit, one element of a college fit that I talk about in the book, Winning the College Admission Game, is that the best school for a student will be the one that values him for what he does well. So if the student is conducting this pretty thorough, honest self-assessment of who am I and what do I do, and realizes, you know, there are some real talents and treasures that I have within me, now what I need to do is find places that value me for what I have to do well. That's the first beginning step. And we have to understand, too, when you talk about selectivity, some colleges will value the student and perhaps want to give the student a scholarship because they really like what he has to offer. Yet other schools that might be even more selective will say, well, we've got lots of students who look like that. Mm-hmm. He's not so special to us. And that's the really humbling thing that the kids and parents have to deal with. But I think starting early in the process helps kids identify more clearly what their talents are and where their talents match up well with other colleges.
And it seems like the sooner you start, the easier it would be for you to build up this resume of extracurricular things and special things that you can then put on your application. Otherwise, you could be standing there, Peter, with nothing special to offer and scrambling to do some charitable work and things at the last minute, which may or may not help you, right?
Well, it's a little late, minute to be putting things together. And it's interesting, I talked with the family last night after a program. They were wondering the same question. How do we help our child find that gift that he has and help him to grow it? And we talked about that for a little bit, and I pointed out to them that, you know, whereas he may not have fully realized that gift now, it's there, it's coming out, it's emerging, and what he needs to do is make sure that he's considering schools that will say to him, we like what we see, we want to help you grow that gift. Other schools will say, we want to see it fully formed. Don't come around until it's ready to go. So, again, that's the humbling part, because lots of times families begin with a destination in mind. That destination may not, it may seem perfect for the kid, but the kid may not seem perfect to the destination.
The book is Winning the College Admission Game. Peter Van Buskirk joining us on a special edition of the program. Peter, if somebody has a special talent, musical, sports talent, where they're being courted with scholarships, does that short circuit a lot of the typical application process for those students? Do they get a little special or an easier way in because of their special talents?
Well, it may seem that way. We're going to go back just a bit here in the process, and I want to identify an important piece here, and that is that in order to get to the point where a special talent can make a difference at all, the student needs to prove that he or she is on the playing field academically. Because if they're not showing the right kind of courses, grades, the right capacity to grow academically, then the fact that you can throw the football 75 yards doesn't matter. Or the fact that you can score 30 points a game in a basketball game doesn't matter. So once the student is on the playing field, then the admission committee will typically look at all of the qualified students, realizing they can't admit all of them, and say, who do we want? What do we get if we admit you? And that's why it's important for kids to work at developing their talents. It can work out sometimes that students who have extraordinary talents in music, the arts, athletics, may find a place in the class over students who seem to have a stronger academic record, but may not have the outstanding potential to give.
He's the former Dean of Admission at Franklin and Marshall College, the author of Winning the College Admission Game, Peter Van Buskirk. More straight ahead.
I couldn't pay my bills.
All this debt was ruining my life.
There had to be a way out.
Do you have more debt than you can manage? Are the bill collectors closing in? Do you wonder where to turn? Call InCharge Debt Solutions. We can help. InCharge Debt Solutions is a nonprofit provider of financial education and credit counseling services dedicated to helping you get out of debt and showing you how to keep this from ever happening again. We're here to help you take control of your debts and achieve long-term financial well-being.
InCharge? Well, they stopped the collection calls, reduced my interest rates, and lowered my monthly payments.
Now, I only have one affordable monthly payment, so I can keep living my life.
They listened to my situation and designed a solution that was right for me. Now I have my life back.
Gather your bills and call InCharge Debt Solutions now for a free consultation.
Call InCharge Debt Solutions today at 1-877-438-6886. 877-438-6886.
What is Young Money Magazine? Young Money is the only money and lifestyle magazine written by young adults for young adults. Young Money features bold celebrity interviews, real-life strategies for finding your dream job, insider tips for starting your own business, and updates on the latest tech gadgets. Young Money Magazine is your life right now. Find out more at youngmoney.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Sciano, and we want to welcome you to this very special edition of Young Money Radio. Young Money Radio is made possible this week with support from All Student Loan, dedicated to increasing access to education by offering innovative, affordable, and seamless student loan products to students and their parents so that students can achieve their college education dreams. Online at allstudentloan.org.
Young Money Radio.
Thanks for hanging on with us. We've got a special guest, Peter Van Buskirk. He is a noted author. He is a national expert on the college admission process. He's written the new book, winning the college admission game. And as I said earlier, former dean of admission at Franklin and Marshall College, speaking across the country as well. Peter, we'll give you a chance to tell people how to contact you and learn more about where you might be speaking. And of course, get a copy of the book, which, as I said, it's a must read for parents and students of future collegians. Just as we wrap up here, can you give us some quick bullets on some things that, parents and their students should be considering as they approach the college application process?
Sure. I think there are maybe four real quick things that I would advise students. One, know yourself. And we hinted at this already, but it's really important that there be that self-awareness going into the process. If the student is trying to get into college without really understanding why she wants to go to college or what she is going to get out of it, that can be very frustrating and lead to failed opportunities, really. The second thing that kids need to do is make good decisions. They need to realize that every day they climb out of bed and go to school, they have an opportunity to make a difference with regard to what the rest of their lives will look like. And certainly the decisions they make on a daily basis to spend more time prepping for a quiz or getting ready for a paper, those kinds of decisions have a bearing on how they'll compete later on. Third, they need to do what they love and love what they do. There are entirely too many kids right now who are being remade, redefined into the image of what somebody thinks the dean of admission will want to see. In reality, the dean of admission wants to see kids doing what they love to do. So I think it's really important that kids stay focused on the things that are true to them. And then fourth, they need to sprint to the finish. The high school experience is a lot like a race, a mile race, if you will, with each lap making a big difference. And you see a lot of runners who get to the end of the third lap and they feel like they've got everything under control and they change their approach to the race and all of a sudden they start to lose. We have a lot of kids who get to the end of the junior year, which is analogous to that third lap, and they feel like everything's under control. I don't have to worry any longer. Colleges aren't going to watch that closely. And all of a sudden they start to give up the race to others who want it more. So the senior year is really the gun lap, and it's I can't stress enough that kids need to stay focused and be prepared to take advantage of that opportunity to win in the senior year.
Yeah, it's not definitely no time to relax and rest on your laurels. It's really it's like an additional course, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Peter? I mean, you're working through another course and
absolutely.
And thank goodness for your book. Peter Van Buskirk is the author of Winning the College Admission Game. Where can people learn more about your book and you and where you might be speaking, etc.?
Well, thank you for asking. I've got a website that I think folks are going to really enjoy. It's called The Admission Game. .com, and it's all one word, The Admission Game. We've got a blog on there that I publish twice a week, a newsletter that goes out monthly. We conduct teleseminars off of the website as well. So there's a lot of really good information there. In addition, if you want to learn more about the book or order the book, you may do that from the website as well. The speaking schedule is also kept up to date on the website. So if you're interested in knowing where I might be speaking around the country, it might be interesting to just check out the schedule and see where I'm going to be next.
Without question. That's very great. Peter Van Buskirk is the Vice President of College Planning Solutions at Petersons, former Dean of Admission at Franklin and Marshall College, noted author, strategist, and a great speaker if you get a chance to see him. Definitely visit the website, theadmissiongame.com. Peter, thank you for spending some of your valuable time with us today.
Oh, this is my pleasure. I enjoyed talking with you.
This edition of Young Money Radio is made possible by the In Charge Education Foundation and Young Money Magazine. Your continued corporate and personal support of our financial literacy mission for all young people is greatly appreciated. Special thanks to our friends at allstudentloan.org, dedicated to increasing access to education by offering innovative, affordable, and seamless student loan products to students and their parents so that students can achieve their college education dreams. Online at allstudentloan.org. Sponsorships make the production of this program and the publication and distribution of Young Money magazine on college campuses nationwide possible. To help lend your support, or if you have questions, comments, or suggestions, send an email to radio@youngmoney.com. This program is available for listening 24/7. Young Money Magazine is a publication of the In Charge Education Foundation, a national nonprofit financial education organization. I'm Mike Sciano. For our producer, Eric Bundy, and everyone here at Young Money, thanks for listening and enjoy your life right now.